powerful earthquake hits northern Chile.
Shaking could be felt nearly 300 miles away.
GM's CEO
back on Capitol Hill for a second day.
Preserving sound.
You damn near defeated the best education bill.
From LBJ to U2. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Earthquake sirens in northern Chile. A powerful magnitude 8.2 quake centered off the coast has left at least six dead. Aid worker Daniela Gutierrez in Santiago says for many it was a sleepless night.
People are in shelters or in smaller towns that don't have shelters. They're like out in the streets, and the other people are outside of their houses because they're constant aftershocks.
Reporter Sam Edwards of the Santiago Times says mudslides have cut off highways and power is out.
There's been some minor damage to some of the older traditional houses that are made of adobe, but in general we haven't heard significant reports of damage to infrastructure. The most serious thing at the moment is that around 300 prisoners from a women's prison escaped during an evacuation of a prison, and although a handful have been captured, most of them are still at large.
U.S. geophysicist Brian Shiro says the quake triggered a tsunami that could kick up the water in Hawaii about an hour from now.
We're expecting the tsunami height in Hawaii to be about a foot to maybe 2 feet, which is not enough to warrant any flooding hazard or evacuation.
In Washington state, the mudslide death toll stands at 28, 20 missing. Flood water that's hampered search crews is now drying out. CBS's Stephen Kaufman on scene.
Most of the trees have been toppled and they're being moved around by heavy equipment. Lots of chainsaws going here now. They're trying to cut up the larger trees into small logs, and everything is being piled up in one huge heap. Right in the middle.
From Kuala Lumpur, CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370.
Malaysia's chief police official said today, we may never know what happened to Flight 370. Inspector General Khalid Abdul Bakar told reporters his investigation is far from over.
It is an criminal investigation.
But he did not rule out the possibility that mechanical problems caused the plane to go down. Police have looked into hijacking, sabotage, even the possibility of food poisoning. He said the passengers on board the flight have been cleared. As for the crew, he said, not yet. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Kuala Lumpur.
On Capitol Hill, it's another day of hearings in the GM ignition defect linked to deadly accidents. CBS's Bob Fuss is covering.
As a second committee today questions GM CEO Mary Barra, more than 2 million car owners have gotten recall notices, but repairs haven't started yet. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says those cars aren't safe.
And until they are repaired, they should not be driven.
Barra says as long as you don't use a heavy key ring, the cars are okay, but they are making an offer.
If people do not want to drive a recalled vehicle before it is repaired, dealers can provide them with a loaner or a rental car.
Barra says she doesn't know yet how this defect went uncorrected for more than 10 years. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Chrysler's recalling late model Jeep Grand Cherokees and Dodge Durango SUVs because corrosion could affect the brakes. A House committee is set to approve a Republican budget plan today that includes deep cuts in some things near and dear to the Obama administration. CBS's Peter Mayer joins us now from the White House.
And that's right, Steve. Committee Chairman Paul Ryan's budget proposal calls for more than $5 trillion in federal spending cuts over the next decade. The main targets, the president's health care law and social programs, including sweeping cuts to food stamps and Medicare prescription drugs. The plan also calls for a top individual tax rate of 25%. It envisions a balanced budget in 10 years. Budget Committee Democrats describe it as class warfare. And, Steve, the White House calls this GOP plan the wrong approach.
When it comes to women and mammograms, there have been plenty of studies, and the results have led to confusion. CBS's Barry Bagnato says there's a new analysis.
A huge analysis of a half century of mammogram studies finds for every 10,000 40-year-olds screened annually for a decade, 5 deaths are averted, but there are more than 6,000 false positive readings requiring unnecessary follow-ups. Harvard Dr. Nancy Keating says this raises questions about the need for widespread screening in this age group, as major cancer organizations recommend.
It really is important for doctors to help patients understand the benefits and harms and come to the decision that's right for them.
This study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In Northern California, a runner missing for 2 days has been found alive.
How's it going?
All right.
You okay now?
Yeah.
55-year-old Bob Root, wearing shorts and a light jacket, says he tried to keep warm by curling up in bushes in a snowy, mountainous area. The man at the center of the savings and loan scandal in the 1980s has died. Charles Keating, who was 90, used junk bonds to bilk investors. The collapse of his Lincoln savings and loan cost taxpayers more than $2.5 billion. What kind of consumer are you? Business and government want to know and have ways of finding out, tallying consumer scores.
Unlike heavily regulated credit scores, the World Privacy Forum says the data used in computing the secret scores is invisible to consumers who have no right to see them or correct them if they're wrong. Spokeswoman Pam Dixon says numerous factors are used to compute things like financial risk or health risk scores.
An insurance company will try to find out how much you're going to cost them, and it's completely legal for them to go and find broad demographic factors about you.
She says the scores offer predictions that can become a consumer's destiny. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
More recordings are being preserved forever. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
U2's critically acclaimed album, Joshua Tree, is heading to the Library of Congress, which saves recordings based on aesthetic, cultural, or historical importance. Linda Ronstadt's Heart Like a Wheel got the nod because it gives a window into the 70s. An album by early Christian rocker Larry Norman will be preserved.
The President of the United States.
Alongside recordings of phone conversations and cabinet meetings of President Lyndon B. Johnson.
My fellow Americans.
Heather Bosch, CBS News.
The lone winner of a $425 million Powerball jackpot in February has come forward. B. Raymond Buxton appeared at California Lottery headquarters and promptly hid his face behind an oversized check. A spokesman says Buxton values his privacy. There's a new survey on how doctors feel about medical marijuana. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
WebMD says two-thirds of physicians in a survey say marijuana should be a medical option for patients, especially cancer doctors. 82% of them favor legalization because marijuana formulated to relieve pain and nausea has been effective, but not much formal scientific research has been done.
As physicians, we want to see that real evidence that a treatment can help before giving it the go-ahead.
WebMD's medical editor, Dr. Michael Smith, says only 2% of American doctors say they've prescribed or provided marijuana to patients. Dan Revive, CBS News.
The man who gave us Mr. Clean has died.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime.
Ohio artist Harry Black was 92. Procter & Gamble says Black drew up the muscular bald man in the 1950s, and of course it went on to become an advertising icon. That's the World News Roundup. For April 2nd, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.